This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Kelly Morlock can help you manage your wealth and retirement needs.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
We're happy to have in the studio with us today Jacqueline Long, who is the founder and director of Mindful Child and Family Therapy. Welcome to Coastside Radio.
Thanks, Jim. So grateful to be here with you.
You know, I was looking at newspaper articles, and it's been in the news a lot these days, about the fact that a lot of people, particularly our young people, have anxiety and depression. It seems to be a sign of the times for some reason. Being that you're in the therapy business, do you see a lot of that?
Yes, especially because of the pandemic. We were so insular. We were locked up, you know, isolated. And as human beings, we're social mammals. We were not supposed to be locked up and separated from each other. So there's absolutely been an increase in anxiety and depression since the pandemic. You know, during the pandemic, of course, as well. We tend to see a ripple effect for about a decade or so after something like that happens.
Do you find that this is more prevalent in certain age groups?
Well, in this case, it actually hit all age groups. You know, the little ones were locked up inside, not able to interact regularly with their peers. The parents didn't have the regular support that they needed from each other. People who are single and the elders didn't have their friend groups to connect with like usual. Even just going out for a walk and having a tea can help so much for anyone's day. So, yeah, it really did impact all of us.
Especially with young people, too. I mean, they weren't going to school. They didn't interact with other people. They were in isolation, you might say. Between male and female, for example, do you find that there's a proclivity for one particular gender to more or less hold some of that in and not let it out?
Good question. So there is actually some research that shows that men and women respond to stress differently. So whereas women, we actually get rewarded from a psychobiological perspective, meaning when we talk to people about things that are stressful, it actually secretes a little bit of oxytocin, the feel-good bonding hormone, and that helps to counteract the cortisol, the stress hormone, and estrogen actually supports that effect. So we are rewarded for connecting with each other and talking about our challenges. So the interesting thing is that testosterone actually counteracts that effect. So when men start talking about their challenges and the testosterone in their system counteracts that release of oxytocin, so they're not as rewarded when they talk about their problems. So men do tend to bottle things up more, or anyone with a little bit more testosterone, which could be a female body as well.
I know that a lot of times people have a feeling like, well, therapy, I mean, like, that makes me weak if I have to engage in therapy. Mm-hmm. Do you find that women are more prone to elicit that as a resource than men?
Yes, absolutely. And that is such a, you know, a common thing to have that stigma around seeking support. And I do think it's easier for women to reach out. We are seeing more men over the years reaching out. It's been such an honor to support both men and women on their healing journeys. I think it is becoming more accessible for men as well as women. And it's just incredibly courageous to take that first step and just to reach out to say, hey, I think I need a little bit of support with this. It's incredibly courageous.
Suppose, for the sake of discussion, that a woman is in a situation, let's say a married woman, and she feels that the relationship would be enhanced with therapy. But the husband isn't particularly up for that. Again, you know, the ego or the, you know, the, that makes me weak. I don't want to go lay on a couch and have people talk to me. What advice would you give a person in dealing with that? In other words, where the therapy would be best done with a couple and one is more prone to see it as a valuable resource. Do you have any particular suggestions for how the one partner could help the other partner realize the benefit of therapy?
Yeah, that's very common. You know, I kind of lean towards if this other partner isn't interested in seeking support or having support for the couple, I actually really lean towards supporting that one motivated partner. There's so much that she or he could do by themselves, even if the other person in the couple isn't motivated yet. So I would actually recommend that that person who is motivated to work on the partnership come in for individual therapy and focus on her or his relationship. Because, yeah, there's just so much that we can do to nourish and support that person with their relationship, even if the other person isn't there.
Now, we had an opportunity to have a little conversation before we started recording this interview, and I know from speaking to you that you are passionate about what you do. So you've been doing this for several years, and I'm sure that you probably have some success stories that have been very gratifying to you that made you feel particularly good about helping people get over certain impediments or stresses or whatever. Do you have a story that you'd like to share with us of a situation that was particularly memorable to you?
Stories are so important, and in terms of therapy, they're really sacred. So while I'm not able to share a particular story,
Well, we're not asking for names, certainly.
Yeah. Yeah, I can say one of the most gratifying things in my career has been watching children who have come to me early on and who I've supported over the years who are now thriving in their lives as young adults. So I've been doing this for 20 years, and it's just been incredible to see children come to us who are incredibly anxious, maybe washing their hands 100 times a day, or afraid to go onto the soccer field even though they love soccer, or you know, are getting bullied at school, and to see them week after week blossom and grow into the incredible human beings that they are and unleash their full potential and actualize their true nature and really grow into an authentic expression of themselves over time, that's been really rewarding.
Do you have any clients that, like, say, you've helped early on that have come back over a period of time after the therapy was officially over and still thanked you or shared with you that their life is full and rich and thank you for what you did for them?
So in this work, it's really rare to hear from people after they've left, unless they come back wanting for support again, which is common. But I have received a couple of notes over the years, and they have brought tears to my eyes to see the positive impact that our time together had on them. It's very touching when that happens.
So if somebody is listening to this and they would like to know more about some of the things that you and members of your staff do, how can they get in touch with you?
The best way is to go to our website, which is an acronym for Mindful Child and Family Therapy. So it's mcaft.com, mcaft.com, and fill out an appointment form. It has all of the information we need to help match the person with the best therapist possible. And here on the coast, we have 6 therapists that are available to see children, teens, adults, couples, the whole family.
So they specialize just in certain age groups?
Exactly.
Mm. Now, speaking of that, do you have a particular age group that you work with?
I really love it all. I'm very passionate about what I do. I love working with the adults. I love working with women. I love working with men. I love working with couples, families, kids. I don't have a favorite. I love it all. So I'm kind of a generalist in this family practice.
Do you have any advice for anybody who maybe is suffering from some anxieties or depressions, little tips that you can give them? Maybe just to kind of help them along the way until they could maybe enter into a therapy situation?
Sure. So a quick piece of advice is to reach out to look at the book DARE, the DARE response. D-A-R-E. It's also an acronym, and it's a really beautiful way to work with your stress. If you're having anxiety or panic come up, this is a really, really helpful modality that was actually created not by a therapist, but just by a regular person who is having a hard time. So it's something that a lot of people can relate to. In this modality of DARE, one of the most basic experiences is to practice welcoming the anxiety. So the A in DARE stands for accept. And it's so counterintuitive to accept this thing that feels really overwhelming and big and scary. So that's why people often come to us needing some support with that, because the more we push it away or resist it, the harder the challenge becomes.
Because and it is natural,
natural
to not accept it, right?
It's very natural to not accept anxiety.
Or be in denial, right?
Yeah, I don't have anxiety. No, that thing is not anxiety. It's a heart attack. You know, a lot of people mistake, they end up in the ER and doctors send them home saying, like, listen, I think it was just some anxiety, and the person's very confused and disoriented.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Jocelyn, it's been a pleasure visiting with you today.
Thank you.
You made my day a little happier and less stressful just visiting with you. So thank you so very much for coming in.
Thank you, Jim.
Jacqueline Long with the benefits of therapy in everyday life. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson. No therapy needed to bring you back to another time and place. Get ready for a journey to the year 1995 with Cameron Palmer, host of the KHNB Time Machine. It all comes your way in moments on your hometown community station, 100.9. KHMB.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
Right back to December of 2000. Do you remember what you were doing then? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review. Third person hit in the past 2 months on Highway 1. A 65-year-old man was taken to Stanford Medical Center Friday morning after being struck by a car at Highway 1 and Capistrano Road in Princeton. This is just the latest pedestrian accident on Highway 1 involving local residents. Recently, there was also one at Frenchman's Creek and also one in El Granada. And weekend high winds contribute to crash landing. Airplane pilot and passenger sustain only minor injuries last Sunday after the high winds contributed to the crash of a Cessna 172 four-seat airplane at the Half Moon Bay Airport. The accident occurred as Chris Gideon made several attempts to land his plane in high winds. Gideon and two passengers from Hong Kong received only minor injuries. And plug may be pulled on the Green Hotel project. Developer may give up on the project due to local opposition. Community opposition has led the developer to throw in the towel. The developer, Wen Cheng of Burlingame, said his company has put all its heart and soul into the proposed 140-unit surf hotel. I don't know. I have to totally reevaluate, said Cheng. It's been much more difficult to get the approvals than I expected. And now for a little news from my restaurant, Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn. When your gift giving goes crazy, how about gift certificates? We probably have too much stuff, so why not give gift certificates from Cameron's Inn? Consider a lunch or a dinner, or drinks, or your choice. You can custom design your special gift certificate. Or wait, how about a gift certificate from our Village Import Shop, filled with delicacies from Great Britain? We just invite you to just stop by and enjoy. And by your third visit, you'll feel like a regular. As you come into Cameron's Restaurant, we'll probably even know your name. And then by then, you'll be considered a local, just like you are in England. We hope to see you soon, and we hope you come to Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, very soon. The year 2000. there are events that have made news. The state of Vermont passes a law legalizing civil unions for same-sex couples. Concorde Air, France flight 4590 crashes just after takeoff from Paris, killing all 109 aboard and 5 on the ground. And the euro falls to a record low against the U.S. dollar. 300 gallons of black sludge is released into the Mississippi River, causing an environmental disaster. While in the Mediterranean, divers discover the ancient port of Alexandria, home of Cleopatra and Mark Anthony. In Yemen, the USS Cole is badly damaged by 2 suicide bombers. In the United States presidential election, Republican challenger George W. Bush defeats Democrat Vice President Al Gore. But the final outcome is not known for some months because of disputed votes in Florida. Cost of living snapshot. Ground coffee, $3.44 per pound. Bread, $1.72 a loaf. A dozen eggs, 89 cents. And a gallon of gas is $1.26. Popular films include Gladiator, Castaway, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas. In popular music, the term cover is when an artist re-records an original number by another artist. This is the case with the artist that himself had many hits in the 80s, came back with a number one hit in 2000 by redoing a hit by Smokey Robinson in 1980. Here's Huey Lewis and Cruisin'.
Baby, let's cruise.
No way from here.
Don't be confused.
The way is clear.
And if you want it, you got it forever. This is not a one-night stand.
Yeah.
So let the music take your mind. Just release and
part of each other. Oh, baby, yeah.
So, let the music
won 2 Grammy Awards, 3 Latin Grammy Awards, and has also sold over 12 million copies worldwide. He is best known for his Latin salsa songs and ballads. Here, Mark Anthony with You Sing to Me. Here will the time machine stop at next week? I'm ready for the ride if you are. This is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
A reverse mortgage is a financial tool that allows senior homeowners to access the equity in their homes without having to sell them. Essentially, instead of making monthly mortgage payments, seniors receive money from a lender, which is then paid back when they move out of the home or pass away. This can be particularly beneficial for seniors who are on a fixed income and may need extra funds to cover living expenses, healthcare costs, or home repairs. By providing access to cash while allowing them to stay in their homes, reverse mortgages can help seniors maintain their quality of life, such as paying off existing debts, funding home improvements, or covering medical expenses. This financial cushion can give seniors peace of mind, helping them to live more comfortably and securely without the burden of monthly mortgage payments. For more information about this financial tool for seniors, call your Coastside Reverse Mortgage Specialist at 858-967-6060, 858-967-6060.
Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, Community Radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Morlock with Edward Jones, and here is this week's financial focus. Join the trend with these New Year resolutions. With the New Year right here, many people are setting goals for 2026. After months of rising prices on everything from milk to mortgages, money-related resolutions are prominent. One out of four Americans, 27% that is, plan to make 2026 the year of their financial comeback, according to the 2025 research from Edward Jones and Morning Consult. Others will continue with previous goals, 21%, start from scratch, 20%, or catch up on missed goals, 14%. Here are their top three financial goals and what to consider if you make one or more of these yours. Boost your income. Get creative with your time and interests. Consider side hustles such as delivery driving, pet sitting, or tutoring. Perhaps you can sell things online that you no longer need. And if you traditionally get a refund on your tax return, consider adjusting your withholdings so less is taken from your paychecks. To indirectly increase your income, cut your expenses. Every dollar saved effectively increases the income side of your budget. The biggest categories Americans plan to cut are restaurants and subscriptions. Build up savings. Whether you're planning for a vacation or creating an emergency fund, having accessible cash means you're less likely to rely on credit cards. And credit cards can incur interest charges if you don't pay the full amount due every month. To save for something specific, calculate how much you'll need and by when. Then break it down into monthly targets to help make your goal tangible and achievable. For an emergency fund, build toward 3 to 6 months of living expenses. And remember, an emergency fund is for true emergencies. Think medical bills, major auto or furnace repairs, not a TV on sale. Pay off debt. Every payment brings you closer to a life of financial freedom. Start by listing all your debts and their interest rates. Then choose one of these payoff strategies, the avalanche method. You'll pay off the debt with the highest interest rate first. With that paid, you'll move on to the next highest. This reduces the amount of interest you pay over time, which generally means a lower total cost and often a shorter payoff period. The snowball method. You'll pay off the card with the lowest balance first, then move to the next smallest balance. This may offer quicker gratification as the number of creditors can dwindle faster. The consolidation method. You may be able to bundle and refinance high-interest credit card debts to a 0% bank card for 12 months or longer. With any of these methods, don't ignore your other debts. You'll still need to pay the minimum balances due on mortgages, auto loans, and other credit cards to keep interest rates and late payments from accruing and your credit score from dropping. Ready to join the trend? Across the country, millions of people are committing to improving their financial situation and ultimately their financial future. By joining this trend, you're not just setting goals, you're shaping a life of freedom and possibility. This is Kelly Morlock with Edward Jones and this week's Financial Focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
I'm Jacqueline Long from Mindful Child and Family Therapy. We're a therapy practice dedicated to promoting mental health and wellness. We support people of all ages, from young children all the way up through older adults and couples. We have offices here on the coast in Half Moon Bay, as well as over the hill. Our therapists are really passionate about supporting people with relationship challenges, trauma, grief, anxiety, and depression. We know life can be hard, and it can be hard to find trusted people who can skillfully guide you through those tough times. But we're not here for easy. We're here for you. Visit us today at mcaft.com, which stands for Mindful Child and Family Therapy. That's mcaft.com. Or you can call us at 650-300-3635. We love what we do, and Coastside Community, we love you.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Welcome to Keeping Pace with Your Health. I'm your host, Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics in Half Moon Bay. Ben Franklin famously said, "Early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise." But what if those 6 to 8 hours of sleep each night are not so restful? On today's show, everything you wanted to know about insomnia but were afraid to ask. 3 in 10 Americans experience insomnia, and for about 10% of adults, it's a chronic, long-term problem. And yet, it's so often overlooked. Insomnia isn't just about the hours you sleep. It's about whether that sleep is sufficient to feel truly refreshed. How does insomnia show up in your sleep habits? It's more than just lying awake. You might be waking up multiple times, waking too early, or sleeping only in short bursts, which is more common in older adults. The daytime consequences are critical: fatigue, low energy, difficulty concentrating, irritability, and even physical symptoms like headaches or stomach aches. When I come back, we'll discuss the causes of insomnia and some pathways to a better night's sleep. First, this message from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Hi there. This is Dr. Brian Shepherd from Shepherd Family Dentistry. Did you know about 25% of America suffers from obstructive sleep apnea? They suffocate in their sleep. I started self-treating my own sleep apnea about a month before I met my wife. I wear a mouthpiece that stops my snoring and keeps me breathing all through the night. Now, if I don't wear my mouthpiece, my wife kicks me out of bed. So if you want to stop snoring and keep breathing, come on down to Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Welcome back to Keeping Pace with Your Health. I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics in Half Moon Bay. And today we're talking about the dreaded condition called insomnia. The core issue is often a state of hyperarousal. Your body and mind are physiologically activated with increased cortisol and heart rate. Experts say there are two main types, acute and chronic insomnia. Acute is short-term, lasting under 3 months, often triggered by a specific stressor. Work, relationships, or even poor sleep habits like bedtime phone scrolling or heavy meals before bed. Chronic insomnia lasts for 3 months or more, happening at least 3 nights a week. It often begins with an acute trigger, but then the fear of not sleeping takes over, maintaining that hyperarousal. Chronic issues are also linked to mental health conditions like anxiety and depression, and medical issues like sleep apnea or chronic pain. This is why diagnosis is so important. A doctor might have you keep a sleep diary or even recommend a sleep study to rule out conditions like sleep apnea. But before you reach for a bottle of Ambien, let's look at natural ways to combat insomnia. The gold standard treatment is called cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia. In 6 to 8 sessions, it helps you manage sleep-related anxiety and rebuild a healthy association between your bed and sleep. Research shows 70 to 80% of people see significant improvement. Another potential solution is lifestyle approaches. Regular exercise is fantastic, but try to finish your workout at least 5 to 6 hours before bed. For dinner, include magnesium-rich foods like spinach or tryptophan-containing foods like turkey and eggs to support relaxation. Also, consider the power of the mind-body connection. Techniques like diaphragmatic breathing, meditation, and even music therapy are scientifically proven to induce relaxation, slow your heart rate, and calm that stress response. And finally, the power of prevention. Keep your bedroom cool, quiet, and dark. Get up if you can't fall asleep. Go to another room and do a quiet activity until you feel sleepy again. Avoid all electronic devices before bed. Their light suppresses melatonin. And limit alcohol, caffeine, and nicotine in the evening as they disrupt deep, restorative sleep. Insomnia isn't just a tough night. Chronic sleep deprivation increases your risk of serious complications like heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, and even anxiety or depression. Make sleep a priority. I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics, and that's all the time we have for today on Keeping Pace with Your Health. Join me next time as we explore another vital aspect of your well-being. Until then, remember to take good care of yourselves, inside and out.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
Coastside Carousel. The show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's. Good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale.
This week on Coastside Carousel, my guests are Jane Woodman and her solo project Highway to Pluto, and Rich Pearsall of Studio E in Montera, who produced her new album called Demo Tape. Happy New Year to Rich and Jane. Great to have you on the show this week. Boy, oh boy, that year went fast, and now we have 2026.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Who wants to talk about the album first?
We had kind of an interesting agenda on this, and disagree with me, Jane, if you will, but we kind of wanted to do something that was very indicative of her live performances. So we didn't want to go too far down the production rabbit hole. There's a lot of things that we could enhance to just kind of make it more listenable, as something we'd put on Spotify. So half of it is really a demo tape and half of it is, you know, a great album on Spotify. And I'm not going to tell you which half is which. Jane, what is your thoughts about that?
Yeah, no, I think you summed it up great. I mean, we were trying to, I think, accomplish a couple different things and walk a fine line. On the one hand, wanting to kind of stay true-ish to my live performances, but also to add some secret sauce, you know, and make things a little bit different here and there. And I feel really good about where that landed. I think it's got some good variety. It feels authentic, but also, you know, has some sparkles.
Let's play a song now, you guys. I want to start with the title track called Demo Tape. Tell us about that song.
So the song is, you know, 98% based in truth. I was in a band right after I graduated from high school, and we had 3 gigs that summer, and we actually made a little demo tape, like on a cassette, to get those gigs. So I was just sort of, you know, thinking about this at some point in the last couple of months or half a year, and, you know, it was like, I should write a song about this. Like, this was, you know, this would be really fun to kind of relive. I was like, oh, it would be so cool to get my friend Mandy on bass, who was in that band and lives in the East Bay. So she's playing bass on the track, which was just trippy and awesome. And then, you know, enter Jenny Sparks with her amazing drumming. And it was just such a cool journey, speaking of journeys, to go, you know, 25 years later to have a song about my first band and then with sort of a newer musician pal of mine, as well as somebody I've known, you know, since high school.
It's Jane Woodman of Highway to Pluto, Rich Purcell, the George Martin of the producers along the coast, says, oh, I have to say it. I had to do it. It's called Demo Tape, exclusively on KHMB's Coastside Carousel. Radio for the Coast Side is KHMB 100.9 FM and AM 1710. This is Coast Side Carousel, the show by and for local artists on the Coast Side, celebrating the music of Jane Woodman of Highway to Pluto today, produced by Rich Purcell at Studio E in Monterra. Mike Dale sitting with you. and that was demo tape. Jane, talk about your sense of melody, how you write your songs. Your hooks are just so catchy.
You know, I grew up listening to Melissa Etheridge, solo artists, but with a good backing musicians behind them. And I don't know, I was super drawn to that. Bonnie Raitt, just the kind of the gravelly, powerful vocals. They really had a great sense of melody. And I think I just was very inspired by that growing up.
Rich, let's talk about the production of the album Demo Tape, because you're a master at whatever style you work in. How would you compare and contrast Jane's project with some of the others you've done with other local bands?
I think the biggest thing that we wanted to do when we did this album, because of, you know, the earlier conversations we had about it, is we wanted to capture as much of it live as we could. And we did. Very few overdubs on it. We certainly tracked Jane's vocal and guitar as an integrated unit, which, I mean, that's the only way you can really carry the emotion forward on some of these songs. Even songs like Barn Cat, we tracked everything live, including the vocal. You know, Jane's such a great singer. I mean, her intonation is so wonderful. We didn't do very many takes, to be honest with you. It all just kind of came together.
You're hearing the voice of Jane Woodman of Highway to Pluto and Rich Pearsall, studio master producer extraordinaire in Montera, helping out a lot of local musicians. I'm Mike Dale. And this is Coastside Carousel. Let's jump into the song Barn Cat right now. This is just a fun little romp, Jane. Is it about your cat?
STC was up in Marin County, by Point Reyes, and we were staying in this farmhouse that looked out over Highway 1, and there was a hill, and there was this animal with some cows, and we were like, that looks like a cat, but it looks too big to be a cat. Is it a fox? All this. So we finally got our photographer friend Aaron's zoom lens on his camera, and he's zooming in. He's like, no, that's a cat. And so I was like, man, that cat really seems to own that hill. And then we were all playing a lot of poker that weekend. So, you know, my brain, it just, that's all I need. And that was the song. So it was really fun to have STC then in with me, you know, musically on that one, but also because they were literally there when all this was going on. So again, you know, thanks, stars just align.
As an owner of two cats, I can attest that we love our cats. And here's a great song from Jane Woodman, Highway to Pluto, produced by Rich Pearsall, called Barn Cat. On KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Well, she's a scrappy little one, and she runs the show across the way. Mine's at 27 on the hillside day after day. When the sun goes down, she's gonna find a poker game to play. Well, there's a vacant lot behind the old timey bar. Just that, and she don't know how to lose. She is ever beaten, it would make the front page news. Many come to try, but they leave with the barn cat blues. She ain't got no tail, but she's got a lot of tales to tell. Well, that's true. She don't know how to lose. She is ever beaten, it'll make the front page news. Then it come to try, but they leave with the barn cat blues. Now I know you're wondering how the barn cat get her name. Some fool back out west bet the farm and
Schachter and drove off with her newfound fame. 27 Holsteins followed right behind him in line. For some reason they believed that it was all gonna be just fine. Bells jangling, they skied out on down along for the ride. Her name is Barncat, just that, and she don't know how to lose. Ever beaten, it'll make the front page news. Many come to try, but they leave with the Barncat blues. Many come to try, but they leave with the Barncat blues.
This is Community Radio for the Coastside KHMB, and you got it on Coastside Carousel with Mike Dale, brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. Words and music today with Jane Woodman of Highway to Pluto, produced by Rich Pearsall of Studio E in Montero. There was the great track called Barncat. Just a lot of fun. Let's jump into another song, and you talk a lot about relationships. Tell me about I'm Yours.
Yeah, I'm Yours was a lot of fun to do. I mean, it is a love song, but it's super upbeat in the sense of sort of celebrating some of that, the sort of giddiness, you know, the sort of sparks flying, like even over time. And so it was a lot of fun to kind of work with that, you know, emotional layer, but in a way that, was just kind of really fun and celebratory. So it was a lot of fun to do that song.
The beautiful love song, I'm Yours, on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Getting old, oh, but you still blowing my mind.
The beautiful track I'm Yours on KHMB's Coastside Carousel, 100.9 FM and AM 1710 with Jane Woodman of Highway to Pluto and Rich Pearsall, the producer of the album Studio E in Monterra. And this is the show that gives local artists a sanctuary to talk about their lives and music and their lives in music. So Jane, we got to wrap this up. This 20 minutes goes by super fast. You're going to be busy in 26. I'm kind of feeling that already. Tell us what you got going on.
Well, I've got some gigs coming up in the next few months with Highway to Pluto, some markets starting up again, and that'll be at Coastal Vine, San Gregorio General Store in sort of the first quarter. And then STC has some gigs coming up in January at Alice's, the OPL, and San Gregorio General Store as well. And if you'll let me have 30 seconds, Mike, I just want to, as you said, the sanctuary idea, I just feel that so much. And I want to thank you for providing the space for musicians and being so supportive of the community. Rich, for all of your work on this project and your collaboration. It was just incredible. And everybody on the album, you know, who contributed, STC, Dave, Mandy, and Jenny, like, it was really an incredible experience. So just thank you both. And if you're listening and you were on the album, thank you.
All right, Mr. Rich, now we have Jane with Highway to Pluto. What is the master producer of Monterra going to do in 2026?
We have a lot of projects open right now. We're very shortly going to be releasing Mondo Stereo's album. That gets wrapped up here very shortly. We just did some new work with Steve Gallup, which is getting released.
Tell us about your Live at Alpaca projects. I know that's a passion play for you.
Well, you know what? Thanks for asking. That it really is an interesting thing that that I'm doing with my friend Kenny Hibbets. We are trying to produce about one show a month. We have two shows that we're about to announce. One is Mark Weezer's album release party, which we're going to do January 31st at the Barn. And the second one, which is going to be a really great show. Earlier, we had a gentleman named Mark Caron come to the Barn. Mark is a rather celebrated guitarist, has worked with the Grateful Dead at Dead & Company. He's been touring with Dave Alvin. He's on the David Gilmour, not our David Gilmour, the other David Gilmour's tour. He's bringing a band in, and they're going to do a full band of Mark Caron's music. So that's going to be on the 21st of February.
And your humble little radio servant, Mike Dale, saying, feed me like Seymour. Are you excited about 26, you guys? I can't tell you. Great. We have so many great things going on.
Well, you're part of that, Mike, and I really appreciate what you do to carry what people like Jane and the projects that I'm working on to a greater audience. Thank you.
You're here.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Federal courts have made several amazing rulings recently, ordering the removal of a cross from a cemetery, banning religious holiday displays, removing the Ten Commandments from public view, prohibiting student prayers whether verbal or silent, and numerous other similar restrictive rulings. As one current justice has noted, the Supreme Court has now become, quote, a national board of theology. Our founding fathers would be astounded. They designed the First Amendment to keep the federal courts completely out of this issue. As Thomas Jefferson forcefully declared, I consider the federal government as prohibited by the Constitution from meddling with religious exercises. The First Amendment was designed to keep decisions on religious expression out of the federal courts and in the hands of the local communities.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.